explanation there. I have heard a lot about parking tonight and parking on the street, and I've got to say I'm totally dismayed. My partner and I were going to spend over $1.2 million adding 35 additional parking spaces. I've been nothing but beaten up and hammered on this about how the rules and regulations obviously were flawed. They're your rules, they're your counts, they're your, and they're not flawed. We're taking absolutely no parking credits for our structured parking. There is nobody else in this town under the MAC that has not done that. We are the only ones. We are willing to spend $1.25 million for 35 additional parking spaces, and they're worried about losing two parking spaces on the street. It's two parking spaces that are on our side. The other side, where they claim seven cars can be parked, I'm going to ask the chief to send his police out there tomorrow because three of them are illegally parked. They're right up on the corners and they're right at the entrances. So as for the 60-foot tall, look at our plans. As Councilman Springsteen said, 54 should mean 54. Our highest point on our building, including the parapet, is 54 feet, not 60. Somebody also said at one of the previous meetings that our building is 40% bigger than the 444. Our building is about 64,000 square feet of residential condos, not for rent, they're for sale. We have 7,500 square feet of retail space. 444 has 166,000 square feet of rentable space for residents and approximately 21,000 square feet of retail. They did use the incentive. There are 50 to 60 spaces less than what would be required if you didn't put that 25% factor in it. We're not. We meet and exceed. Safety. I have offered in front of this board, in front of the Planning Commission, and to the neighbors that we would help participate in fixing the curb between Wade Hampton and Roland. Mr. Pott and his neighbors will need to dedicate property. I have not heard Mr. Pott nor the neighbors offer to do that dedication. They want to be part of the problem, but not part of the solution.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Please, I'd like to finish first.
Okay, because we're going through a whole list that we haven't gone through the list, so
well,
that's fine.
All right, ask your question, Mr. Douglas.
Was there offer regarding this traffic safety stuff in the proffer item that you just handed the mayor and the town attorney?
No, because we've been constantly pounded on. I did turn it into Mr. Gallagher, the dollar amount. That's what I was requested to do by Public Works. Thank you. On the lift, that was brought up by one of the residents who is in a wheelchair, and we did address that lift area. We originally had a lift in there. There are several people in this audience that came up to me and said, we have these lifts in ours, and we've never seen a key. I've never seen a key, but Shelley, I believe that's her name, mentioned that many of them are locked. I had Tom redesign that so that there wouldn't be that issue at all. As for the looking like three different buildings, you need to read the MAC code. That's what it's supposed to look like. I mean, people are getting up here and saying stuff, and they don't read the code. That was brought on by Steve Kenny on your planning commission. He pounded on my architect to make it look like three distinct buildings back here, three residential townhouses. We originally had, if you go back to our original building, we had a similar look on the front and back. Then we were said, the back looks too commercial. Now it looks too residential. Landscaping. We've offered on the landscaping, Councilman Noble, and I brought this up to the town arborist. I haven't gotten any reply back yet. What kind of trees would they prefer if we planted on both sides of Glen Avenue? We talked, but I asked him to please provide me with something, and he has gone and moved on to a different job. So I just found that out. And I guess the new arborist is in working. On the safety, we have tried to work with Mr. Gallagher, and he's been very good about it, trying to put the pork chop in, the no left turn lanes. And all I read about by these anonymous little things out here protect Vienna. What a ridiculous effort this is. Everybody says they're not against the MAC. They just want us to decrease it. To what? A 7-Eleven? I mean, seriously, that's where it's going. This building has decreased in size tremendously from the beginning. We had about 60 units in here with rooftops, double floors, mezzanines. We had a second level of parking below. We had a mezzanine level of parking. We reduced the second level below because people were complaining about the water table. Well, that's nothing. Every move that we've made, they've come back and said, well, it's not really relevant. So this project meets every MAC requirement there is. Councilman Springsteen, I would like to work with them, but when all you hear is negative, and then you constantly hear you haven't done anything, we pushed the front back. We put an 8-foot sidewalk in there versus a 5-foot sidewalk. In the back, we're at 27.6 feet, I think, Tom. We're only required to be at 15 feet. We put the wall in. They didn't like the wall. We took the wall out. They didn't like the wall out. We put a straight wall. They wanted a serpentine. We put a serpentine. They wanted a straight. We had a bench. They didn't want a bench. We put a bench. It's back and forth. The sidewalk to nowhere is not my requirements. It's the town council's requirements that through planning commission, through this department over here. It's not our sidewalk to nowhere. I have said over and over and over that we would use that money if the town wanted to try and help improve the bend. But Mr. Pott and his neighbors need to step forward. They've mentioned constantly about having a list of people that would sign up to close the street or do this or that. It's been 3 years. No list has ever been provided to me. They showed misrepresentation on what it would look like from the Gallegos property looking at ours. We can show you what it looks like. We went off the top of our building and we shot it. We didn't crop the trees out of it. So...